He didn't. Yeah,
it's
fine.
You know, there's no cheating in this. It's, you know, if you got a mustache like that, I wouldn't expect you to shave it off.
I just bet you it's the worst one.
Who's got the worst one?
Who has no chance of?
Well, it's the guys that haven't started participating.
There's a reason why.
Yeah, but I think it's all good fun. You know, everyone's just kind of bad in their own unique way.
When you look at this team right now with goals, and the power play has easily been key, guys, but what's key to getting some more offense going 5-on-5 and some more production in that respect?
You know what, I think our 5-on-5 game is better than maybe the numbers suggest right now. We are obviously not producing at a level we're comfortable with or we expect of ourselves, but I think you look at kind of the last 5 or 6 games and kind of the chances we've been able to create, and you know, the goalies made some big saves, we've missed the net and we've hit some posts, so I think it's coming. It's a certain directness for our game that, you know, I think if we're playing fast and we're doing the things that we need to do, it's going to come. We have a lot of guys that have a history of finding the back of the net, so you know what, they're not going to be shooting 0% at 5-on-5 for the season. So you know what, I think the 5-on-5 game will take care of itself. You know, we don't need to stretch the game out or cheat anymore offensively to try and generate it. I think, you know, we take care of our own end and we keep defending hard, we'll be okay.
And I know that Paul had said from Helsinki that nothing was obviously normal about those 2 games, but when you look at your line, did you feel as if, can you say that some comfort level chemistry started developing with Patrick on that line, or do you just kind of have to wait until you get back here just because so much was out of the norm?
No, you know what, I think you get into games and you get certain reads. I think there was a couple plays where, you know, our timing was off and we're throwing the puck somewhere where, you know, we're generally used to having Copper there, where, you know, Patty's a shooter, he's somewhere else. So, you know what, I think we've played a couple of games together now. We've had a good week of practice, and even in practice, just on the 3-on-2s and the in-zone play, you kind of start to see where the guy's comfortable, start to see where he wants to make plays. Obviously, he thinks the game offensively extremely well, and he puts himself in, you know, extremely beneficial positions to score. So, you know, it's important that you take advantage of those opportunities and you start to look in those spots rather than always going behind the net. So, you know, I think we had some good shifts there, and hopefully we're going to be able to continue to build and maybe take his power play success and turn it into some 5-on-5 success.
You'll have some matchups, I guess. We'll have to wait and see how it all works out. But I mean, you know, with McKinnon's line coming in, so red hot. What do they pose? What kind of threat do they pose? And the challenges with these guys?
Well, you know what, they're extremely dominant one-on-one. They're able to beat guys, and they're able to generate plays out of almost nothing. McKinnon, similar to McDavid, where he can pick up the puck out of his own end, and he can beat 5 guys, and you know, the puck's in the back of your net, and you're at center, and it happened in a matter of 5 seconds. So, and then Rantanen and Landeskog are big bodies, and you know, they got tremendous puck skills and tremendous vision, and their power play is kind of like ours. They've gotten a lot of power play points, and you know, they have a lot of guys there that they move the puck around. They do it at high speed, so it's important you get in their lanes and you make them defend as much as you can. You don't want to give them any clean ice. You don't want to give them any time and space. You get caught puck watching against guys like that, and you know, bad things are going to happen. You see one play last night from McKinnon dangling. Yeah, I think he goes through 6 or 7 predators. He beats a few guys a couple times, and you know, it doesn't end up in the net. But it's just that factor's there. You always have to be aware. You can't just go fishing for the puck, you know, he's going to make you look stupid if you do.